oppressors pretty much have the same MO. They always fall back to the use of fear to control people. But that only can go so far. If people have effectively removed a regime's political legitimacy, they've removed its moral authority, and if they've been able to disrupt its ability to hold on to resources, then the only thing that an oppressor has left is control through fear. And there is a tipping point in a democracy struggle or a freedom struggle where people are willing to risk their lives. There's a time where there are more people willing to die for their freedom than there are soldiers and security forces willing to shoot them. When that happens, that's when power shifts.